Okay, a five khandhas question. How can consciousness, vijnana, be conscious of itself? I mean, if consciousness's nature is like a clear crystal that takes on the color of whatever passes through it, if its true nature is colorless, formless, how can it know itself? That's the problem with similes or images, because sometimes they don't quite match, so that we end up. You know, and sometimes they're really useful and good. Sometimes they're slightly flawed. So then, if we extrapolate from a flawed image, then we end up in a place of confusion or doubt. Then that's the function of consciousness. The Pali word itself, vijnana. Jnana is knowledge, and vijn is to divide, so that it's already of a divided nature, of a certain diffuse nature, so that it's not some ultimate consciousness, as one would say, is sometimes used in spiritual circles. It's just the function of knowing, and that's what when the Buddha describes consciousness and its duty, the duty of consciousness, consciousness of the eye, consciousness of the nose, consciousness of the tongue, consciousness, and through all the six senses, through consciousness of the mind itself. It's just a function of the quality of knowing within the mind. So the Buddha's approach to it is a bit more. It's a working definition, as opposed to a philosophical definition.